Hallelujah. Where's offering time? Amen. Amen. All right, it's okay. It's all right to praise God during offering time. During seed, there's a promise connected to the seed. So go ahead and give God a little shout of praise and glory. Hallelujah. There's something, once you sow it, something's coming back. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come before you. We thank you for this moment and this hour, Father, that we have the opportunity to sow into the kingdom, your kingdom, that we might see it advance, that we might see the miracles and the signs and the wonders that you promised. We place our seed on assignment and we call it forth, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we won't fail to give you the praise, all the honor and all the glory, both now and forever. And we all said, amen.
My God is big, so strong, so mighty. My God has plans for me that go beyond my wildest dreams. My God. Come on, say that with us. There's nothing
my God cannot do.
Come on, lift it up if you believe it and say,
there's nothing my God cannot do.
Come on, there's nothing my God.
My God cannot do.
Oh, there's nothing my God.
My God cannot do.
He can do all things.
Yes, he can. My God cannot do.
He can do the impossible. My God,
my God cannot.
Come on, one more time if you believe it. There's nothing he can.
My God cannot do.
Oh, there's nothing my God.
My God cannot do.
Oh, there's nothing he can do.
My God cannot do.
There's nothing my God.
Hallelujah. There's nothing our God can't do. Amen. There's nothing. I love that song. There's nothing that our God can't do. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I humbly come before you. Father, as I stand before you and before your people, Father, I decrease so that you might increase in me. It's no longer I, but Christ that stands before your people. Father, to give unto them that which you have caused me to gather, may the excellency of your grace, your power, and your anointing flow in this place, in this moment, and in this hour. That your purpose and your will is fulfilled. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 God is so, so good. Such an awesome God. I love to see the hand of God move. To move not just in me or in my life, but just to, when we gather corporately and to see the hand of God move. See, it was the Spirit of the Most High that as we ended and we were transitioning, that as my wife prayed, I marveled at the work of his hands. Because she doesn't know what God gave me. She hasn't seen my notes yet. I've seen God's hand move through hers. This is where we are to prepare, to that we might be prepared and that we might be ready. For indeed, our pastor has declared this to be a summer of authority. It started out with the restoring the priesthood. And now we've moved on into where we are now, the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dennis. The power of the Holy Spirit. Last week's title, I believe his title was The Power of the Holy Spirit and Don't Leave Home Without It. This week is part two of the power of the Holy Spirit. And the subtitle is After the Wait. After the Wait. And I'm going to get into it, but Jesus told them to go and wait in the city. Matter of fact, go with me, if you will, to Luke chapter 24, beginning with verse 46. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I read mostly, I mean, unless I just want to see what another translation, how they worded it, I'm primarily all New King James or King James. That's how I was raised, on the these and the thous and thou art. And yeah, I don't remember another translation growing up. I remember King James. And it was a little tough to chew on, if you will, a little to gather your mind about it. But today is New King James, beginning with Luke 24, verse 46. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are my witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city, or wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power. The first thing I want to go with today is Jesus said to tarry or to wait. A lot of times we find ourselves in our walk with God, we find ourselves in a holding pattern or waiting pattern. When we know what God told us, but we know what he appointed us or called us to do, and we think that we're ready to go after it, but for some reason or another, God says to wait. He said, but before that, he said, I send the promise of my Father. I send the promise of my Father. And what is the promise of the Father? What was Jesus referring to? I'm going to ask you to go to John chapter 14 and verse 15. And as you get to John, we're also going to go to chapter 16. So if you want to just put your finger there in the two chapters. Jesus said in John 14, if you're there, say amen. If you're not, we have it here on the screen. Beginning at verse 15, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper. Another translation, King James says, comforter. It will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Jesus said, and I can imagine the disciples were questioning. Jesus said that you know him. He says, I will pray to the Father that he will send you a helper or a comforter, the Spirit of truth. And then he goes on to say, and you know him, for he dwells with you. He dwells with you. The disciples had no idea in that very moment what Jesus was referring to or what he was even talking about. The Spirit of truth dwells with us and will be in us. And if you would turn with me quickly to John chapter 16, verse 5. But now I go, beginning in verse 5, if you dare to say amen. Amen. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Jesus said that it's to your advantage. It is to your, why did Jesus, see, what is the promise? What is Holy Spirit? This series is we're going to discuss the Holy Spirit. But what is the Holy Spirit? Is it power? Is it simply power? What is, Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, I'm the way. He says, I am the truth. Jesus, when he was speaking to him, he said that the Spirit of truth. He goes on to say, it is to your advantage that I go. Because while he walked in as deity in flesh, he could only be in one place at one time. See, the Spirit of truth is Christ, because he said that's who he is. He says, I am the way, I am the truth. So who Christ was referring to, he said that it is to your advantage that I go. He says, I know you're feeling sorrowful, but I have to go. Because if I go, then I'm going to send of what I am. We believe in the Trinity. We believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They all are one. The Bible tells us in John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made through him, the Word of God, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of man. It says the light shone in the darkness, but darkness comprehended it not. And if you go down to verse 14 of John 1, he says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among you. Jesus says, you know him because he dwells with you, and the Word became flesh and dwelled among you. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Who is the Holy? Holy Spirit is a person. He is Christ in the Spirit. Listen, I don't want you to be confused, because he is God. The Word is God. In Genesis 1 chapter, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God hovered. And then God said, let there be light. And shoot, there was light. And God saw that it was good. The Holy Spirit is to your advantage that he goes. The reason why we wait is that we wait on his Spirit. We wait on his Spirit. And while we're waiting, listen, God is doing an amazing things inside of you. See, once you receive Christ, you receive his Spirit. But he says to wait, because there's some things that he has to work out of you. You're ready to take hold of things that you ain't quite ready to take hold of. So we wait. We wait because in us, God begins to do a work in us. He begins to heal us, to liberate us, to set us free. This is why we wait, that we are free. See, if I'm sick, if I have a flu, if I come around you, you know what all you guys are going to get? The flu. See, God heals you. He has to heal you, because if you're not healed from the very thing that's grabbed hold of you, then the only thing you're going to do when you begin to spill out, you're going to spill out that sickness. A sickness that's combined with the word of God. And you think you're doing something, but when you're bitter, you pour out bitterness. Let God, let the Holy Spirit inside of you, as you wait on God to do what he promised. But you have to be obedient and wait. Let God do it to set you free. It makes no sense to be sitting in a spiritual prison talking to another, saying that God's going to set you free. I know it, I believe it, and you still bound. Somebody who you're ministering to, they want to see that you're free. They want to see that Holy Spirit power is all over you. They want to see when you speak, Holy Spirit moves. This is what they want to see. This is a witness for the Most High God. Hallelujah. Heart. Hallelujah. He says to wait. Wait. Wait, during the wait. I've been there. I've been frustrated in the wait. To be honest, that's what happens in the wait. You're excited at first, like, yay, God spoke it. Whoa, yeah, it's about to go down. But then after he spoke, he said, wait. And then you're like, all right, God, I'm going to wait. A day go past, you're like, ooh, I'm about to go. God says, wait. All right. Maybe I'm just a little too excited. I'm gonna try to suppress it a little bit. All right, God. I'm gonna hang around a few of the saints, and I know how to talk. Blessed be the name. But God says to wait, and before you know it, while you're waiting, you get frustrated and you begin to knock things over and kick things and you're throwing things, and I know what he said and it hasn't come into fruition. Maybe he didn't say it, because that's the lie. The enemy's going to come, well, he didn't really say that. He didn't mean that. And you're like, God didn't mean it. He told me that, but he didn't mean it. And I'm mad. And see, and if you take a step and look at yourself, then you will see that. See, that's why you're waiting. That's why you're waiting. God does the work in us that we might be transformed into the image of the Son of God. This is why you wait, that the Holy Spirit might transform you into the image of the Holy One, to the image of Christ Jesus. And if you want the word that shows you that, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Beginning in verse 17, if you're there, it's amen. If not, it's on the screen. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. This is our very namesake. And if this is your home, then this is something that you should be walking in, because it's our namesake, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. We wait so that he transforms us, he changes us into his image. And I'm going to get into that here in a minute as to why it's important that we're transformed into the image of the Son of God. The power of the Holy Spirit. The power. The word goes on to say, when we were in Luke, he says, to the promise of the Father, tarry in the city. And Pastor went over tarry last week, means to be clothed. or put on as a garment, or dressed with power. Where's Marquita? This is, she's good, Marquita. I love her. You can keep walking. Don't be afraid. Come on. I walked in this morning, and she told me something I didn't really know, but she, when I walked in, I met, she was the first one I met, and she says, good morning, of course, Pastor, how you doing? You said, see, I like that, you, that blue, that's, blues means authority. And then she was like, did you know that? And I kind of wanted to be like, no. I didn't know that, but it's awesome, because if you knew what my wife and I talked, I knew a week ago what I was wearing today because I heard it from God. He told me to wear this. So I'm like, okay, and then I walked in, and then I find out why, because he says to until you are endued with power. So I put on my suit today thinking I'm okay, and this happens to be blue, and then Marquita tells me that signifies or means authority. Authority. Thank you, Marquita. To be endued with power. When you are endued with power, when you know that you'll begin to be clothed, or you put on as a garment the Holy Spirit. And listen, everybody likes to look good. Everybody, listen, everybody. If they didn't, then there wouldn't be no designers out there like, I don't know, who is one, Armani or something? I don't buy that. Of course, I don't buy that. Cause but everyone likes to put on something nice, look good. This is just, we're made that way. Sunday's best is what we used to call it. I think some places still do, Sunday's best. Because we like to look good. So when you put on the garment of Holy Spirit, then as you walk, listen, even some of your friends know that, hey, there's something different about you. They can't put their finger on it, and it's hard for you to tell them. They're like, yeah, I went to church. You're like, okay, well, maybe I'm going to go to church. See, that's your ministry. That's your, just that quick thing. There's something different. Well, let me tell you about church. See, I love, we have T-shirts, and I'm going to stay, don't go too far down the rabbit trail, but we have T-shirts that says, I love my church. You know why I love my church? Hey, stand up. Turn around, let everybody see that. Amen. See, we have T-shirts to say, I love my church. But do you know it ain't this building that I love? I don't love this building. It's what God has set in for this moment. But this, I don't love. You know why I love this church? Because it's you. It's you. That's what I love. I love when we come together and we fellowship and listen, we all come because of Christ. And he said if two or three was to come, he would be right there. And there's more than two or three. Amen? But when you begin to put on that garment, you know, you're looking good. And people are like, man, something changed. You don't kind of, you trying to stop cursing? And you're like, yeah, I'm trying. I'm going to leave that alone. Jesus. Hey, Lord, you have your way. But why do we wait? We wait so the Holy Spirit can do what he's going to do. That he might adorn us, overshadow us, and overtake us. That we might be ready to fulfill the Great Commission. The Great Commission. After the wait. This is what happens after the wait. See, why you, after wait, it doesn't make you perfect. It just makes you prepared. That's what it does. Because he said that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. Listen, the work that he starts, when you're done and you begin to walk in this, and I'm going to try to take my time to show you what you're getting into, but when you begin to walk in this, it's so that Holy Spirit can overshadow you and overtake you, and will you still have some like hiccups or missteps or something? Yes, but you won't fall. I need you to hear this, and I want you to believe this, because the Bible says that now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, you might trip up a little bit, but if your mind is stayed on him, you will never fall. Never. Believe that. You're not perfect. You're prepared. What are you prepared for? The commission. The Great Commission. And I'm sure there are some here who is like, yeah, that's it, the commission to go and make disciple of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe and do all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. But I want to go a little bit deeper. See, that's what he told us to do. How can I put this? But that's not so much the commission. Stay with me. The commission. The commission. There's a definition, a Greek word. It's exousia. Exousia. Exousia is, in the Greek, is commission. It's permissible, allowed, permission, authority, right, liberty, power to do. Power to do. Exousia refers to the delegated authority and combines the idea of right and might. Right and might. See, I'm a police officer with the city of Youngstown. I have been commissioned. Hold on, let me back this up a little bit. I've been appointed by the city of Youngstown to do what my commission is. My commission did not come from the city of Youngstown. Hear me. My commission comes from the state of Ohio. The state of Ohio is the one who empowers me, who gives me this right and this authority and this power to do. It is the city of Youngstown who hired me and appointed me to do it. Hear me, because listen, I could actually, God forbid, I could get fired from the city of Youngstown or quit the city of Youngstown. I might lose my appointment there, but I don't lose my commission. But if I was to somehow lose my commission, there is no appointment that I could hold. Understand this. The commission. See, the city of Youngstown appointed me, but see, I know there are some people from Pharaoh. It's really not possible for Pharaoh to appoint me. Because my commission didn't come from Pennsylvania. My commission is with the state of Ohio. The city of Youngstown is inside of the state of Ohio. And see, if you have someone who has a commission with no appointment, then they become a wanderer. Hear me. Because this is some deep stuff, but I want you to see it. I ain't gonna spell it all out. It maybe get listen to it again. But if you have someone who has a commission with no appointment, they become a wanderer. the one scripture, and I believe I'll get to it today, it called them an itinerant, a person who goes from place to place, typically for work. An itinerant. Your commission came from God. But your appointment also came from God because it came from Christ, who is God. Amen? All right, you guys got it. I'm going to move on. Once again, when I got my appointment, then they gave me some things. They gave me, well, they didn't give it to me. I had to go buy it. But I got the uniform. I got the badge. The boots. I got the equipment needed to facilitate the appointment. This is what I got when I was empowered by the state and then the city appointed me, then I have, and listen, this is the like even here in Liberty, this is not my jurisdiction. So I rarely would I do any. It had to be something really major for me to act outside of my jurisdiction. But as long as I'm in the state, and it's not only that, but I'm going to stop with the state of Ohio. As long as it's in the state, and if something major happened, I act. And I am still covered. Listen, this is so good. This is so good. I want you guys to get it. Because the power of the Holy Spirit is what we're referring to and we're talking about. And who the Holy Spirit is. Jesus commissioned us to do a work. We've been adorned, or we put on the Spirit as our garment or clothing. He says that to go and do these things, but that's what you're to do. When I'm to do my job, listen, when I do my job, I function in my commission and my appointment against whatever it is that I come up against. That's what I do. Your commission, he said to go out and make disciples. Well, yeah, that's what we do. But there are some things that you might have to come against. That you will have to come against. You. Too often we want to try to get a pastor on the phone. Pastor, I need you to come here. And although this is an awesome church, I don't know what the numbers are, but we might have like 400 people. There's only 365 days in a year. We have over 400 people. So if you just did the simple math, and there's 400 plus people who might want pastor to come here, and there's only 365 days in the year. And then we get upset when pastor can't make it because pastor is human. He said, it is to your advantage that I go away. It is to your advantage that I go away. Holy Spirit power. So imagine, if you will, that this is me. I'm riding in my cruiser, and I'm driving down the road, and I slam on the brakes because I see somebody breaking in the house. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call my chief. Yeah, T. Yeah. Yeah, Anderson, yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's all right. Hey, yeah, I got this thing. I just seen this guy break into this house. Nah, he ain't come out yet. Yeah, but listen, hold on, Chief. What I need you to do, is I need you to come here and I need you to go arrest him. But my signal must have dropped. Straight to voicemail. He sent me the voicemail. You are clothed in the Holy Spirit. That's what you're clothed with. You walk in authority. You have power and might. You know what would happen after that person got away? I'm going to get called into the chief, and he's going to say, what's your... I'm going to be like, well, you are the chief. And he's going to say, that's what I appointed you for. That's what I appointed you for. I've given you everything. How do I know that I gave you everything? Because I gave you me. That's how I know I gave you everything. Yet we keep calling on God to come and do something that he's commissioned you to do. If there's something going crazy in life, then, listen, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with if you go and grab somebody who you know who's going to pray and walk this thing out with you. But he's giving you the authority and the power to handle no matter what it is that the enemy come against you with. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread upon the serpent and the adder and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Hasha. He's given you the authority. He said you can walk wherever you want to walk. This is not some commission that just covers the state of Ohio. You can walk all over this earth. And see, when you're walking in the fullness of the power of the Holy Spirit, you can walk anywhere. Anywhere. And you know what happens when you do that? The principality in whatever region that you walk in, he shuts up. You know why he shuts up? Because he don't want the Son of God to speak. Because if you speak, he has to go. Something going crazy, say in the name of Jesus Christ. He says, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on this earth will be loose in heaven. You can walk wherever you want. If something's going amiss at home, you walk in there. You say in the name of Jesus, listen, keep this because this is what I do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against everything that is not like my God. I come against everything, every principality, every power, every ruler of the darkness of this age, against every spiritual host of wickedness in high places. I bind them all and cast from here as far as the east is from the west. You wonder why there's peace in my home? Because I grab hold of it. Jesus said to grab hold of peace. He said to pursue it. I don't got no madness going on in my house because I have the authority to deal with anything that comes. I know this because this is what I do. I walk in both the spirit and the natural to do the same job. If there's anything that I allow to be and I know it's wrong, then I condone it. And condone, even if it sounds like a weird word, but I just permit it. I allow it. I don't allow nothing. Nothing. Why? Because I'm clothed. I put on as a garment the Holy Spirit. I walk in places and I see spirits shut their mouths. I see and I still see them. I ask God, what do I do? And sometimes God doesn't say anything. So if God doesn't say anything, you know what I do? Nothing. Nothing. I can go in there and buying things in cash from that place. But if that person ain't ready to be free, then I'm going to come back. They're going to be in a worse condition than when I left them. Take authority. Why? Because I have been commissioned. I have been given the authority and the right. I have a right to handle some things. You have a right. It's not just because he's pastor. It's you. You have the same spirit. You have, and I love it when you first spoke up here. There's no junior Holy Spirit. It's the same spirit. It's the same word. It's the same power. This is what God wants to give us to do. We sit up here and we constantly like to say, I'm just waiting on God. No, God's waiting on you. One of the first things he wants us to do is grow up. And after that, to begin to lay hold of the very thing that he set before us. Jesus. I was going to wear my uniform today. But that's too uncomfortable. Because when I put my uniform on, it doesn't matter where I go. I can go to Walmart in Austintown. Everybody looks. Listen, I want you to see this because whatever happens in the natural, it's just a reflection of what's happened in the spirit. Everything happens in the spirit first, and it manifests in the natural. Everything. Jesus' name is above every name in all the earth. Every name. And you know what one of the first thing man does when it finds something that's new? He puts a name to it. And if he put a name to it, Jesus' name is greater. So I don't care what has come against you. It might be there, sure. But you take authority over it. You tell it to loose me and set me free. It has to obey. You've seen it in the Bible. When Jesus came to that one land and the demons was in the boy and he said, hey, what you don't do it, don't send us away. And he's like, Jesus didn't say anything. They spoke first. Why? Because they were afraid that Jesus was going to, have you come to torment us before time? Jesus said, oh, listen, go into them swine. And you know what? Them swine didn't want them. And see, when you, there's times that I use my office as a police officer to make it natural so that you can see it. Because I've been doing this job now for 18 years. I've done a bevy of things. And now I can walk in some places. There's some stores I don't even like going to. I'm not going to say it. Walmart. Because you beat everybody at Walmart. You can have family reunion at Walmart. But at times I see people see me who know me. And I'm not at that moment adorned. I don't have my uniform on or my badge, but I still have some of the same equipment on me. I'm just saying. Yeah. It's been a couple times. I've thought that this ain't going to work out, God. You're going to have to help me. I don't even want the headache. But there was one time I walked in a Walmart, and I wasn't even paying attention. Because, listen, when you walk with Holy Spirit as a garment, as you clothe in Holy Spirit, see, wherever you go, those spirits take note. And every now and then, one will speak. I know them. I see them. Sometimes I don't see them. And one time, this one guy was like, oh, yeah? You out here? And I just looked, because I was like, who is he talking to? And he's like, yeah, you. And I was like, oh, Jesus. I said, I told him, this was a number of years ago. But I told him, that's all right, I'll see you out there. He said, I'm sure you will, pig. And I was like, okay, Lord. And I'm walking around Walmart and I'm looking back. It is real. But I don't worry. I don't worry. What can the enemy do to me? He can't do nothing. Why? Because I have been adorned by my Father. He has empowered me. I talked to a friend one day, and he was talking, and sometimes I'm a little more, I don't know, it might be because of my job, maybe, I don't know. But he was talking, we were talking, and he was like, I ain't going out and calling out the enemy. I was like, why not? He said, I will. And he laughs. I'm like, I know you will. I was like, I know his word. I know his word. I have permission to act. So I'll call him out. I ain't scared. And listen, there's a chance he might come, he might not. Show up if you want. Because I've been given a permission, I've been given a right. I've been given authority and power. And a part of that definition is power to do. So if you don't want to do what I say, guess what? I'm going to lay hands. And I mean real lay hands. I mean in the name of Jesus Christ, come out. You're going to obey the voice and the word of God. No matter what spirit that it is, it has to obey. Because God has given you that authority. This is after the wait. Now I do want to put a slight word of caution out there, because see, if you're not adorned, if you ain't adorned, if you haven't put on Holy Spirit, then don't go out there trying to do nothing. Listen, Holy Spirit is not some magic phrase or some magic wand or something that you can play with. Holy Spirit doesn't do that. And if you go out there thinking, well, in the name of Jesus Christ that Pastor Mike preached on Sunday, or in the name of Jesus that Pastor Locke said, no, you have to know him for yourself. You have to, and then I always say that the only way you're going to know him is you have to get in his word in order to know what it is that you can do. This here is the Ohio Revised Code. This is everything that I come against. Everything. And if you thought reading the Bible was hard, try reading some of these laws. But the only way I'm able to act on some things is I have to know what some things are. You have to know. If you don't know, then you can go try to lay hold of things that has a right to be. Like people. Your power doesn't extend to people. They don't belong to you. They're God's. This is why he said that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So that we might understand that it's not people that we're supposed to be. Well, I'm gonna cut them with the word of God. You gonna cut who? With the word of God. That's for that which could be behind some people or influencing some people or in some people, but not the people. Amen? Holy Spirit is nothing to play with. nothing to play with. There were some Jews at one point thought that they could. They thought they could. Turn with me to Acts chapter 19. Acts chapter 19. I'm going to start in verse 13. There, say amen. Then some of the itinerant Jews, there's that word. Then some of the itinerant Jews, exorcists, took it upon themselves. See, that's called a self-appointment. You can't self-appoint. You don't have that authority. You can't self-appoint. And these itinerant Jews, that was what they did. They did exorcisms, took it upon themselves to call on the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We exorcise you by the Jesus whom Paul preaches." That's word. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit responded, or the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are you?" Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Holy Spirit ain't nothing to play with. He ain't nothing to play with. And you don't want to try to go into battlegrounds if you haven't been equipped. You don't want to do it. Because if they were exorcists and they did those things, maybe it worked for them at some point, but they thought they can keep doing it. But then they thought they heard something that sounds good. Let's do this. Holy Spirit ain't nothing to play with. And neither was that spirit, apparently. You have to be equipped. You have to be adorned. You have to put on as a garment. See, when I walk in places, listen, I didn't hear just about every foul thing you can call a police officer. But you know what? I don't take it personal. Because it ain't me. It's the authority. It ain't me. They don't know me. So when you go places and evil spirits try to say, they don't, it's not you. Listen, I'm gonna be honest, I ain't that good. I'm not. I've got to try to go in there my own power and strength. I'm going to leave just like they did. Wounded and naked. But see, I don't have to worry about that because I'm adorned with, or I put on as a garment, Holy Spirit. And as a matter of fact, I never take it off. I don't take it off. I keep it on. Why? Because I need them everywhere I walk. I need them everywhere I go. I need him in every conversation that I have. I need him when I sleep. I never take it off. And you know what? He never gets dirty. Think about that. That's my God. That's my God. You have to walk. Dennis, if you're here, because Holy Spirit, one more thing about Holy Spirit I want to talk about. The Bible teaches us and tells us that Holy Spirit didn't come of his own authority. He didn't come to do his own will, which makes me think Holy Spirit has his own authority and he has his own will. But Holy Spirit came to point to Christ, to speak of Christ. See, to walk in the fullness of Holy Spirit. See, what we first need to do, there's three things that we need to do. Three things that we need to learn to do. And that's submit, be humble, and honor. This is what we need to do. Jesus said the same thing. I didn't come to do my own will, but to do the will of my Father in heaven. Jesus had a prayer that I love in John 17. He said that he prayed that we would be that where he is. And Jesus went on to say that I in you, you and me, and they in us. That we would be able to walk in the fullness. But we have to learn to see everything that you see that Jesus do in the Bible, that this is what we have to do. Jesus submitted himself unto the will of the Father. That's what he did. Jesus humbled himself. And Jesus honored the Father. And the Bible teaches us that and after he had done what he did for us, he died on the cross for us, that our Father seated him in the seat, and gave his name glory and honor, a name that's above every name. This is what we must do. If you find yourself waiting or you're wondering after the wait, God, I'm ready, then we also have to ensure that we've learned these three things. Because, see, even my chief, the odd thing about my chief is I have the same authority as he has. He doesn't have any greater authority than I have. He's the head of the department. He does with personnel what he would will and the budgets and all that. But when it comes to true authority, the chief doesn't come out because I got way more authority than he has. No, it's the same authority. What you've seen Jesus Christ do here on the earth, he has given you the same authority. The same authority. So we must learn to do these things. Because even as Pastor started this year, and Dennis, you can begin to play. As Pastor started this year, and if you're not there yet, then that's one of the things that I want you to come up here for. Pastor started this year, stand with me. Pastor started this year, this year's declaration, and I will always tell those who belong to this house that watch what Pastor declares in the beginning of the year, because surely it comes to pass. I've been with Pastor 10 years. It'll be 10 years in October. I've been with Pastor. And I've seen the very thing that he declares as he had begun to do it. Everything he declared, we walked it out. The power of the Father. Everything. And this year, declaration was to break out, to break into. That's what this year was all about. And if you haven't broken that ceiling yet, if you haven't gotten through, if you haven't got what you asked God about at the beginning of this year, I need you to come up here. Because you need Holy Spirit. Jesus said at one point that he breathed on them and he said, receive the Holy Spirit. Yet, we find later he still told them before he left, he said, to go to Jerusalem and wait until you are endued with power from on high. There are some here that I know you're right there, you're right there, you're like, God, I see it, I have seen it, and I know what my gifts are, I know what my appointment is, but Father, I want to walk in the fullness of it. Then I want you to come to the altar right now. Don't be backwards or afraid, because God wants to do it for you. He wants to do it in you. He wants to show you that he's the same God, that he is no respecter of person, that you don't need a title to receive the very authority and power that he's given you. There are some here that even their home is in disarray. And you're at your wit's end. Well, I can tell you who can fix it. Once again, Jesus Christ is not leaving the seat that he's at right now to come down and fix that issue. Next time Jesus leaves that seat and comes here, he's coming for all of us. But he's saying that this is what I placed you here for. This is why I'm commissioning you. And I'm appointing you. That you might do through me, through my word, through my spirit, the very thing that you have not been able to do all these many years. Holy Spirit wants to do it. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah.
There's nothing worthwhile. None could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've tasted and seen of the
Hallelujah.
Sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free.
Hallelujah.
And my shame is undone. Your presence,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Listen to me real fast. If you don't learn to call the enemy out, if you don't walk in the fullness of Holy Spirit and the power thereof of Holy Spirit and do what he's commissioned you to do, if you don't call him out, he's surely going to call you out. He will. God wants to handle it before it even gets to that place. Because in that moment, the enemy only comes at your weakest moments. That's when he comes. Look at when he came at Jesus Christ. He came after the fast when he was weak in his flesh to deal with us. The enemy will come at our weakest moments. And then at times we react in a way that soon after we regret. Holy Spirit wants to overshadow you. He wants to overtake you. He wants to fill you up. Hallelujah.
Sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free.